granny's, Emma. I believe that's our ring.
I know his Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the old fellows almost patched up their differences, but an argument split them wide apart again. Lum stomped out of the store carrying an armload of books out of what he claims is his half of the library. Much to Abner's dismay, one of those books was the hiding place for the paper which Lum signed last week giving Abner ownership of the store and bakery. Lum, of course, didn't realize the paper was in there. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum sitting in his half of the library. Abner is running the Jot'em Down store, and Grandpappy Spears has just entered. Listen.
Yeah, well, howdy.
Oh, howdy, Grandpap. Come on in.
Hey, don't mind Purdue. Hell, howdy, Lum. I never seen you sitting there. Proud to see you back in the store.
I ain't back in the store, Grandpap. I'm in the Eddard Rentout Books Library. I went in partnerships with myself. That way I got a partner I can trust.
You better step over here and get some groceries or something, Grandpap. Don't pay for a feller to be seen in the wrong kind of company, you know.
And just a minute, fellas. I thought this fuss and squabble was all done for. I figured it went along taking them books home the other day.
Grandpap.
Huh?
Come on back here in the feed room. I want to show you something.
What do you want to show me?
Oh, something important. You want to see it, I know.
Well, if it's that important, all right.
Well, come on in.
Better keep your hand on your pocketbook, Grandpap. A lot of pickpockets around these days.
Don't pay no attention to him, Grandpap.
You got any money left when you get through there, Grandpap? I've got a good book in my library I'd like to rent you called The Thief of Baghdad. Awful interesting. Tells what happened to a fella that steals stuff.
Yeah, it sounds interesting, Lum.
Grandpap, come on back here. You're going with me to the feed room so that I can show you something.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I might even write a sequel to The Thief of Baghdad for you, Grandpap. I'm going to call it The Thief of Pine Ridge.
Don't listen to him, Grandpap. He's been making them smart remarks all morning. Come on, now get back clean here where he can't hear you.
Well, what if you want to show me, Abner?
Don't talk so loud. I ain't got nothing to show you.
Ain't got nothing to show me?
No,
you said you did.
I know it. I had to do something to keep you from talking about them books that Lon taking home with him. You might now ruined everything.
Well, he was already ruined, weren't he?
Why, no.
That paper he signed giving you all the store and bakery was hidden one of them books.
Yeah, but he ain't found it out yet. He don't know he's got it.
Oh, he don't?
Why, of course not. That's why I wanted to hess you up about it.
Well, I do know. Well, I sure figured he'd found that paper by this time and tore it up and got himself back in the store.
Oh, no, he ain't back in yet. Only reason he's sitting around over here, I think, is trying to get a chance to sort that desk over there. He thinks I got it hid there. He don't know he's got it.
Well, I'll be told. That's sure good or no, Lum, man. Here he is hunting around here for something he's got over at his own place and don't know it.
Yeah. Don't you let him know nothing about it, though, man.
Oh, no. I won't breathe a word of it.
Wait a minute. Who's that coming in the store? Huh?
Oh, that's Squire Skimp, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. Doggies, well, I don't want to wait on him. I know that. He just wants to get some groceries on a credit, and he's already run up such a big bill. I know he can't never pay it.
I wouldn't sell him nothing for cash, can I?
Best just stay back here in the feed room when he goes out. I won't wait on him.
Yeah, checkerboard ain't back here, is it?
Hey, Doggies, wait a minute. I believe it's here. Sure, Lord. That's a good idea, Grandpap. You and me ain't had a good checker game, and I don't know how long.
Well, howdy, Long.
Yeah, howdy, Squire. Welcome to the Eddard Rent Books Out Library.
Well, that's a new title, isn't it, Long? I thought this was a Pine Ridge Free Public Library.
Well, that half over there is. My half here is a new rent library.
Well,
got some awful interesting books in here, too, Squire. Would you be interested in renting a few?
No, I don't believe I would, Long, no.
I got Else Dinsmore Makes the Grade, and Brave and Bold, and Gilbert the Boy Trapper. Grannies, I'm glad that book's in my half the library. Have you read Gilbert the Boy Trapper, Squire?
No, I don't seem to have time to keep up on the new books, Lum. I just dropped in to pick up a few groceries. Whereabouts is Abner?
If you mean Mr. Peabody, he's in the feed room with Grandpap. More than likely trying to swindle Grand Bev out of something.
Oh, no, not Abner Lum. He isn't smart enough to swindle. He's much too honest a person, Lum. Much too honest, yeah.
But look what he done to me. Took the store and bakery right away from me.
Well, now, Lum, Abner didn't do that to you. You did that to yourself.
Done it to myself.
Why, yes, you signed that paper of your own free will and volition. Nolo contendere caveat emptor.
Huh?
Those are legal terms, Lum. It means that, nolo contendere caveat emptor.
Oh, yeah, well, natural, natural. I never heard you first. But I still say he didn't need to keep the paper. I just read it out in a joking way, and he knows it.
Yes, I know that, Lum.
And I can tell the way he guards that thing, he aims to keep it the rest of his life.
Well, you can't blame him for guarding it, Lum. That's the only piece of evidence that he's got. Without that paper, he has absolutely no legal or moral claim to your half of the business.
Yeah, but he's got it. So there ain't nothing I can do.
Well, you know, Lum, if I were you, can Abner hear us?
Oh, no, he's back there at Granddad. He can't hear.
Oh, good. If I were you, Lum, I would just get hold of that little piece of paper and destroy it. That's what I'd do.
Well, what do you think I'm hanging around the store here for? But the little varmint guards it like it was a barrel of gold.
He does, Lum.
Every time he steps out of the store, he runs right back in to see if I'm looking for it.
Well, there might be other ways, old Lum. You know the old saying, where there's a will, there's a way. Have you any idea where Abner has hidden the paper?
Well, I ain't sure, but I reckon it's in that drawer over there where he keeps all the bills and stuff.
Over there in the desk, huh?
Yeah. I know that's where he puts everything else, so it must be there.
Mm-hmm.
But he's always there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Never takes his eye over that desk.
Well, around, say, 12 o'clock at night, Lum, I don't imagine he's there, is he?
Oh, no, of course not. He's home in bed at that time. Wait a minute. Oh, you mean I ought to come down here then and break in?
Well, you don't exactly have to break in, Lum. You still have your key to the store, don't you?
That's right, ain't it? Yeah, I got a key over at the place.
Well, I certainly have.
I don't know, Squire. That seems sort of unhonest, coming down at night that way.
Well, Lum, you said yourself that half of this store and bakery rightfully belongs to you. So you would only be taking what's already yours.
Yeah, I reckon so.
And you know and I know, Lum, that you and Abner belong together. You've been partners for a long time, and that's the way you should continue, as partners. But here's this one little piece of paper keeping you apart, breaking up a beautiful friendship. Lum, it's your duty to destroy that piece of paper.
I granted you're right, Squire. Yeah, I never looked at it just that way before. I'll do it. Grannies, I'll do it tonight, at midnight.
Well,
midnight.
That's the time, Lum, good for you.
Fact is, I think I'll go home right now and make sure I got my key.
Yes, yes.
Abner most all has done the locking and unlocking, so I got in the habit of leaving my key at home. I'll see you later, Squire, and I don't know how to ever thank you for what you just did for me.
Oh, tut, tut, Lum, tut, tut. Always glad to help an old friend.
Well, thanks again, Squire. So long.
Yeah, so long, Lum. Abner? Abner!
Abner can't come right now, Squire. It's his mood. I mean, he's busy.
Well, I'm a busy man myself, Grandpap, and I'm in a hurry.
Yeah, all right, all right. He'll be right out. Yeah, what is it you want, Squire?
Why, I just want to order a little list of groceries, Abner. Just a few dollars worth.
A few dollars worth? On a credit, I reckon.
Well, yes. Now that you mention it, guess I will have to ask you to put them on the books, Abner. Seems for some reason or other, I must have come away without my wallet this morning.
Yeah, seems you all have come away without that. Squire, I'm sorry, but I can't let you have no groceries.
What? What's that?
No, sir, I just ain't gonna do it. Until you pay up what you already owe, Squire, why, you can just buy your groceries some other place.
That's your time, Abner. That's your time.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear you talk like that, Abner. Yes, it grieves me. And I know that this information would have been very valuable to you, too.
Information? What information?
Well, it's, something that vitally affects you in a store. Something that will change things around here a great deal unless you find out about it in time.
Change what things?
But, of course, now that you and I aren't doing business anymore...
Well, now, wait a minute, Squire. I think maybe I can let you have this one order.
Don't do it, Abner. Don't you
do it. Shut up, Grandpap. Just stay out of this town. Yeah, you can have the grocery, Squire.
Spoken like a true friend, Abner.
Sassy friend. Sassy friend.
Now, what's the information, Squire?
Well, by virtue of a bit of expert detective work, I have discovered that Lum is going to break in this store tonight.
Break in?
Well, he's got a key, so he'll just walk in, but nevertheless, he's planning a little robbery.
Robbery? Are you sure about this, Squire?
Oh, yes, indeed, I have no doubt about it. At midnight, Lum is going to come in here, and he expects to find that piece of paper that he signed.
My doggies, he's going to come in here and find something he don't expect. Let me get that phone, Grandpa.
Yeah, who are you going to call?
I'm going to call a town marshal, Uncle Henry Lunsford. My doggies will be waiting for him.